Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon this morning as we celebrate the Festival of All Saints is based on the gospel lesson just read, Matthew chapter 5. If you would like to follow along with the written sermon notes this morning, you'll find those written notes at the bottom of page 8 in your bulletin. For years now, I have been fascinated by this hymn lyric from the well-known Lenten hymn, Go to Dark Gethsemane. I'm sure many of you know that particular hymn. The particular lyric that I'm referencing is at the end of verse 3, and it reads like this: Learn from Jesus Christ to die. Learn from Jesus Christ to die. The hymn, Go to Dark Gethsemane, encourages us to walk with Jesus, to follow Jesus, especially as he goes through those climactic events of Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday. Go to Dark Gethsemane in order to learn from Jesus Christ to pray. Follow to the judgment hall to learn from him to bear the cross of suffering. Calvary's mournful mountain climb in order to learn from Jesus Christ to die. And then finally, early, hasten to the tomb so that Jesus can teach you and me how to rise to forever life with him. As we gather this morning and celebrate the Festival of All Saints, we do so to remember those who have gone before us in the faith, especially those from our own family of faith here at Trinity, but also those from our own families and networks of friends who have died in Christ. I, for example, this morning especially remember a dear aunt who died this past January. We do gather today in remembrance, but we also gather today to celebrate the faithfulness of a faithful God, to celebrate his victory over death for us. And we gather to learn more of him. We are a community following Jesus, and that means that we seek to listen to Jesus and then seek to live like him. We seek to follow his example. We seek to imitate him. So what can we learn from Jesus as we celebrate the Festival of All Saints regarding how to die? How can we learn from Jesus Christ to die? As we examine the life of Jesus, we see that Jesus died as he lived, in relationship with the Father. Throughout his life here on this earth, Jesus enjoyed a deep and rich and intimate relationship with the Heavenly Father. Think, for example, in the Gospels, how many times Jesus went off by himself to pray, to be in communication with his Heavenly Father. Think of some of the words of the prayers of Jesus that are recorded again in the Gospels. Jesus praying that his followers would be unified, even as Jesus and the Father are one. Jesus praying fervently in the garden that if possible, this cup of suffering would be removed from him, but nevertheless concluding, not my will, but your will be done. Jesus ending his suffering on the cross for us by speaking the words of a simple prayer, Father, Into your hands I commit my spirit. Jesus lived and Jesus died in relationship with the Father. Our gospel lesson this day describes this kind of reality. Our gospel lesson today contains the so-called Beatitudes from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. These statements describe a relationship. A relationship that is ours by God's grace. We are blessed by God as we mourn. We are blessed by God as we hunger and thirst for righteousness. We are blessed by God as we seek to be merciful. We are blessed by God as we live as peacemakers. These words describe a beautiful relationship that is ours because of God's grace and mercy in our lives. But they also are descriptive of the life of Jesus, as Jesus spoke these words not only as a blessing to those upon whom they were spoken, but as he also described his own relationship with the Father. For as Jesus lived and as Jesus died, he did so with the blessing and presence of the Father in his life. So Jesus was blessed as he mourned. Jesus was blessed as he was merciful. Jesus was blessed as he came as a peacemaker. And Jesus was blessed as he was persecuted and finally put to death for our sakes. Jesus' life and death are the embodiment of the words of St. Paul as written in Romans chapter 14. There, St. Paul writes, "If we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord." Those words were true for Jesus. Those words were true for our loved ones who died in Christ and have gone before us and are now with the Lord. And those words are true and will be true for you and for me. Whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. This morning I want to share with you one of the unexpected blessings of my ministry. When I was fresh out of seminary many years ago now, I had some idea of what being a pastor would be like, some idea of what would be important, of ways that I would need to continue to grow and things I would continue to need to learn. But I have to admit that I had no clue at that point how important and meaningful it would be to walk with brothers and sisters in Christ and their families as death approached, as they walked through the valley of the shadow of death. Those experiences have been a valuable teacher for me. To see countless examples of people trusting in God, even as they knew that death was approaching, trusting in God's faithfulness and promises, knowing that they were going to be with the Lord forever. Those experiences continue to be rich and meaningful for me. They embody these words of the author of Hebrews. Remember those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. For me, today is a day for remembering. remembering those who have gone before us in the faith, remembering those with whom we have lived life, who have now died and gone to be with the Lord. Remembering the faithfulness of a faithful God who is always faithful to His word and to His promises. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. But today is also a day for learning. Today is a day for imitating. Today is a day when we can learn from those who have gone before us and died in Christ. To look to God, to trust in God, to live life in close relationship with God, so that in death they also live in close relationship with God forever. In all things, trusting in God. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. I pray that as you remember this day, those who have died and gone before you, those of our Trinity faith family, those of your family and friends, that you would learn from them, and that you would ultimately learn from Jesus Christ Himself. Learn from Jesus Christ to die. Amen.